Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
6:02 on Wednesday, the 25th? 06-25-25. What does that mean in numerology?
And by the way, something.
And by the way, I'm doing the back of my hand.
Oh yeah, you're giving girl for sure.
On my side fat.
Mm-hmm. Not your side fat.
You know.
He's got a hand on his hip.
Everybody's got the little bit. Well, unless they're you. But
listen, when I used to cheer, we used to go hand on hips,
that's
attitude on lips, and that's what you are giving.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, we had the greatest walkthrough at Whiskey Stadium yesterday, and 7:02 day. My God, everybody's excited.
Yeah.
Holy, they're really excited.
I love that.
The Whiskey Stadium folks, all of our buddies. They're fired up about it. And
yeah. I mean, it just sounds so fun. I was talking to a couple people yesterday, and everyone's like, how have we not done a 7:02? Like, this is so fun into the 4th of July.
Oh,
like,
how have we not done it before?
In general, like, how did no one think to do this so fun?
Yeah, you're welcome,
and then into 4th
America.
Of July, it's like such summer vibes. Yeah, you're saving America, Chet. I think that's what's happening. I don't want to be the one to say it, but...
It's funny.
You're saving.
It's funny.
America.
No, it's going to be good. We've got the vision of the parade, which was great. And then they're like, so the parade is going to go not they. It actually came from internal. So the parade is going to. What are we going to do? We're going to take it. It's going to go around the corner here. No. One step, one note. I took kazoos for everybody.
That's it. Did they play them? Did they get into it?
No. Do you know how many people, Adrian, do you know how many people did the Adrian? This one's broken.
Yeah.
This weekend's going to be key in preparation.
Chet, do you think you need to do a tutorial before we actually step foot outside for the audience?
Because it's not a recording.
We'll practice. We'll just practice. It'll be fine. It'll be good.
Oh, look at
our boy.
Oh, my God. Is a ship coming in? What was that?
This weekend's going to be important for rehearsal.
Lustrous tones. The deep, lustrous tones of Adrian. So we're ready to go. It's 1 week from today, 7:02 day from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, Whiskey Stadium. And God bless the people that have come out of the woodwork. Listen, I've been trying to Google this joint. First of all, you don't need to. If you know where Allegiant Stadium is, but here's what's great, is they're so excited. They're trying to figure out the best way to get there.
Love it.
Exactly. Well, I've never been to the stadium, so it's right next to it. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get it so wrong, Chet. That side street next to the freeway, not Polaris, not Frank Sinatra.
The other one, Dean Martin.
Yeah. Can you take that one there?
Suppose you could. Any way that you can get to Russell.
Oh yeah.
And then it's literally, if you can get to the stadium, you can get to Whiskey.
Done.
And then so I was trying to Google and I couldn't find it. It's because, and they spell it funky, W-S-K-Y.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are one of those people and you need that, and you just need that in your life, which I get it, because I'm a planner.
Yeah.
So yeah, W-S-K-Y is how I can't find Whiskey Stadium. It doesn't come up.
Yeah.
And we'll have graphics and stuff rolling out on our Instagram throughout the weekend.
The address
too,
and everything. Yeah.
We got you covered.
And it'll never be enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we'll
it'll never be enough, but we'll do the best we can.
Heck yeah.
We're just excited. And we're glad that, and listen, I'm glad that y'all are excited. You know what I'm saying? But everybody listening, that you seem to be excited too. I keep saying it over and over and everybody laughs, but it's the truth. I don't know if we're going to have 20 people or if we're going to have 2,000. And what a great problem to have.
Yeah. Roll of the dice.
Because they were like, well, what if this happens? Like, go celebrate. Shots for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, well, yes. Let's go because we win.
Absolutely.
I would love to have those problems. Well, what if there's too many people to fit on the sidewalk?
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Squishing.
How do we keep them out of the street? I don't know.
Be safe.
I don't want to make the news or anything with, you know, people getting hurt. But, you know,
PR is PR.
Well, if it happens. So 702 day, 1 week from today at Whiskey Stadium, Chet Buchanan Show for a hazy Wednesday in the Valley. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Buchanan Show. Oh my God, you know what I want. 98.5 KLUC.
So if this whole 702 day thing happens more than once, maybe. If it happens again, Adrian had a really good idea.
What?
And I can't believe, honestly, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed because, you know, this is right up my alley. This is straight out of Marketing 101.
Uh-huh.
This is straight out of the P.T. Barnum School of Promotion. If you're going to throw a circus,
P.T. Barnum.
You know what I mean? If you're going to throw a circus, you know, you throw it. Go ahead. Tell him, Adrian.
Next year, we will do the parade. At 7:02 p.m.
Well, let's not get so carried away, but it's a good idea. I'm not going to commit to it.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean we're staying until... Yeah, we should have. No, he's right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, you know what? I'll commit. If we do it again next year...
Commit. 7:02, that's smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do we miss that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, wait, go
eat. At exactly 7:02.
Yeah, hello.
Because all it is, because again, it's one step... We all grab our kazoos. It's one, because we all know what's coming. It's one step. It's one note. Okay. By the way, what did we just prove right there? What did we just prove? Because then somebody, you know, is throwing cold water on it. Well, what if there's only, what if there is only 20 people?
Good.
It's not going to sound very good. And I went, listen.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it will. First of all, this was just 3 people.
Yeah, sir. But.
It sounded like a lot.
Yeah, it sounded, you know, like an orchestra. Like a lot. So don't rain on
that's
our parade.
Right. That's right. It sounded like a really bad orchestra.
Yeah.
A tone deaf, not quite pitch perfect orchestra,
yeah.
But an orchestra nonetheless.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 702. Damn.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I'd throw a wrench in the whole thing and make it go until 7 right now, but I
was going to say, would you do it?
We are so bogged down in minutiae in this business.
Yeah.
That no, not a week out.
Okay.
You would think you'd be able to, but no. Just no.
All right, that's fair. Next year.
Just no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first pick coming up in just a minute. If somebody puts those signs around your neighborhood, lost cat, $500 reward.
Yeah.
You take the money, don't you? If you find the cat? Oh, my God. No. All right, good. This is good. We'll talk about it.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I haven't fat fingered a button in a hot minute. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, but what?
Just the thrill of it, you know, when all of a sudden, and you don't expect it, and it was like, woo! What's happened? Feel wow. Alive. My God.
I'm back.
Brady and Inspirata's having a problem with his daughter. He doesn't say how old his daughter is.
Okay.
Does it? And for me, this feels young. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Right now in my neighborhood, there's missing cat signs with a $500 reward. My daughter, out of the blue, just says we're in the car and she sees the sign, right? My daughter thinks that if you find the cat, that you shouldn't take the reward and you should just be happy for the people that they got their cat back. Brady says, capital letters, F that.
Uh-huh.
I'm noting the Adrian does a face that looks like the rock, old school Rock.
Oh yeah, yeah,
so old school WWE Rock. I know where he's leaning.
Uh-huh.
Brady says, F that. Give me my money. Am I wrong? 702-364-9898. Interesting teaching moment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody offers up $500 to get their cat back, I mean, shouldn't they pay up the $500 if you get their cat back?
Well,
you see, and then this one over here. Well, making it, by the way, making all of the rest of us look like horrible people. But, you know, sometimes the truth is just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just got to wear it. All right. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Brady's got his daughter in the car. They're driving through the neighborhood. They see missing cat. $500 reward. And his daughter thinks that if you find the cat, that you shouldn't take the reward and just be happy for the people that they got their cat back. That's reward enough.
Yeah.
Which, sure, great. Brady's like, F that. Give me my money. Am I wrong? You said it's Monique on the phone?
Yes.
Fantastic. Hi, Mo.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
So, okay, you find their cat. They've said, missing cat, $500 reward. Do you not take the money?
I take the money.
Michaela, go ahead, Mom.
You found the cat, and you were going to give it back. And so, I mean, and they're advertising it to, you know, be giving a reward. I would take the money.
Yeah, it's kind of an exchange of goods and services. You found their, by the way, I have a way through on your side, Michaela.
Okay.
Because you're saying don't take the money.
Yeah, because I think that, like, it's an expense that people weren't maybe prepared for. It's like, it's not a want, it's a need. They need their cat back. And then if they have to spend five, I'd rather just give them their cat back and be like, you know what? God will bless me. Oh. Bye, girl.
All right, this is fun then. And with an opposing,
that's great.
And with an opposing viewpoint, Adrian, why do you take the money?
Listen, I take the money because I'm not the one who sets societal rules. You know what I'm saying? This has been set up that, hey, if you want your cat back, you'll offer money, so I'll find the cat for you. You've hired me as an investigator or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And here you go.
I appreciate
it. Not an investigator, Adrian.
Yeah.
And I don't envy Brady, who now as a father has to explain that. But listen.
Brady and I talked, and I think there's a way through.
Yeah.
However,
Nancy Drew over here. They hired me to investigate.
Don't get mad that he ran circles around you with his logic.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
Investigating.
No, listen. Here's the thing. But why you're like, oh well, that's an unexpected expense. Well, then don't put $500 on the sign.
Yeah, but you got to entice him to look for the cat.
No, you don't. You could just go, look, lost cat. Here it is. If you see the cat. Because if
But people like Adrian wouldn't find my cat if
yes, but the
I
people
put $500.
Yeah, but the people are going, oh, it should be enough just to get the cat back because, oh, they should be happy for them. Well, then great. They'll find the cat anyway. Why can't you just offer $50? Why can't you offer $100? Why can't you say, find my cat and I'll give you a pat on the butt? You know, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right, Monique? Whatever it is that trips your trigger, as my mom used to say. The teaching moment that we came up with was also, is there not a portion of this where you're grateful and you want to be on the right side of karma? I offered the $500. I'd like to give you the $500 because I don't want to feel additionally guilty because I lost my cat. You found my cat and now you won't take my money. Oh God. So I said, hey Brady, tell your daughter to donate it to the shelter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Donate it to Animal Foundation.
Okay, cute.
Take the money, donate it to Animal Foundation. Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not good enough for you.
Well, here's the thing. If I take the money and I'm donating it to a shelter, I'm just going to keep it because I need it.
Wait, Monique, what? You didn't hear Monique? Monique's like, Chet, a portion of it.
Let's not get carried away here.
I'm not going to take the money out of kindness of my heart, but if I take the money.
But Mika just did a full 180.
No, here's the thing.
The
if I do take
flip-flop.
It.
Flip flop. If the money's in my hands, it's never coming out.
I'm not donating it. If I take if I do take that money, I am not donating. I need it.
So, let me get this straight. You're not in favor of taking the money.
Right.
But if you do take the money, you're not giving it to anyone else.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Give it to charity. See? I am the charity. No.
She tried to play the angel. Right?
Listen, that devil is talking back.
Then the demon came out.
That's what I say to you. Monique, hey, by the way, we owe you so much. Just don't think that we don't pay attention. Just you should know.
Yeah, thank
we're,
you.
We're keeping score, just so you know. And I do that.
Well, thanks.
For the record, I do that. And I find, and listen, I know.
So cute, though.
I also know the people that go, "We love you so much," and then they're on the other morning shows going, "We love you so much." I'm like, oh no, You don't get to love all of us.
No,
we put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? So just Monique, just know we're paying attention.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate you guys.
All right, then. Have a great day. We'll see you.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So this is crazy. Well, it's not crazy. It's not crazy. It's really, it's the Captain Obvious of headlines, Michaela.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to return something that you bought online and they just said, keep it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
I just heard return something and I literally gave you the biggest head and eye roll because I was stuck doing it yesterday. It's the biggest pain in my butt.
So they found there, in as you well know, there are two ways of going about this if you're a company.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they run you through it like you did yesterday and you end up doing the biggest head and eye roll.
Yeah.
It was literally a full, like, she bent all the way over to the side.
Literally the exorcist.
Like, it was... Yeah.
Her head, I was like, ah!
She was coming out of the well.
Because it's annoying.
Yeah. And so they go, yeah, but we need to get our stuff back so that we can resell it and we don't lose money. However, Walmart and Target and Amazon says just take it back to Kohl's. Right?
Love that.
Take whatever it is, take it back to Kohl's. My wife does it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not worth it to pay for the return shipping and all of that. Plus, researchers at finally a research project I think we can all get behind.
Okay.
Researchers at Notre Dame, which usually all I ever hear about Notre Dame is football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a great school. But Notre Dame did a study on this. Found out that when we get to keep a return, and look how your whole demeanor changed when I said returning an online product, and you were like,
uh-huh.
And then I said, but when they just let you keep it,
yeah.
Hang on a second. Does that work with the kazoo?
Beautiful. Took the words right out of my mouth. Mm-hmm.
Industry insiders call. Oh, by the way, when you get to keep a return, it makes you see the brand as friendlier, more generous, more trustworthy, and more worthy of your hard-earned cash.
Yes. Yes.
You feel attached to them because they didn't give you a hard time. And they didn't, and they made your life easier.
Yep, 100%.
It's something industry insiders call brand warmth. And it makes you more likely to shop with them in the future. So that $5 pair of socks that you went, I'm not wearing these. And you go and they go, keep them.
Yeah.
You go, great. I'm a customer for life.
Yeah, because it doesn't even matter if you like the item. I mean, obviously that's why you're returning it because it didn't work, fit, whatever. But all of a sudden it's like the greatest thing ever because they made your life easy.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because then if you get the product and it's defective, okay, if it doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
and they go, okay, we'll send you another one.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Or, you know, or just bring it back. We'll give you another one.
Yeah.
That also triggers that same, I'm guessing it's like a dopamine dump. But if they ask you to prove it didn't work, you immediately hate them double because you think they're calling you a liar.
100%.
And the study found, here's what's great. Study found that if the product isn't defective, that they can win you over even more if they say keeping it is the most eco-friendly or if they suggest that you donate it to somebody who will fix it and make good out of it.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you've done your, and that they're good too.
I love it. Totally makes sense to
Crazy.
Me.
Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy. Yeah, we kind of need
warmth. Brand warmth.
Brand warmth.
Love it.
Yeah, and we've gotten into a weird way that we do business in this country that we've gotten...
Yeah.
I think that's why we like to shop small and you like local business.
Totally.
So Yeah. Keep it in mind. Just thought we'd share it. Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a moment. Everybody stay
tuned. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, rapid fire. Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Oh. Quick message from Jay Stu. He's on a plane. He's listening. He got the Wi-Fi to work.
What up, boss?
He's listening on the Odyssey app. He's very excited. I'm not sure where he's going. He's super pumped up because we were talking about shopping small businesses and shopping local.
Yeah.
And he got out of his corporate job and took a leap and bought this Bloomin' Blinds franchise.
Yeah.
So he's putting up blinds all over the valley. So Bloomin' Blinds in Henderson, and he wanted to get involved, and they bought breakfast for Friday morning when we do the world premiere of Michaela's song.
Lucky.
Yeah, the video will be seen for the first time ever in its entirety.
Yeah.
On Friday morning. And Jay Stu bought breakfast for everybody.
Nicest guy ever, dude.
So about 9:30 Friday morning, we'd love to see you here at our studios. If you don't mind giving us a heads up, like text us, call us, just so we know.
Yeah.
And this would be a great problem to have. And I realize, again, it's Friday morning and it's like 9:30. Yeah. But we got to cap it at like 50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that it, well, if you want to eat.
Yeah.
So in any event, it's going to be a time.
It's going to be a time.
Yeah. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael. Oh, and here's why. Because Michaela's worried about the start of the video.
It's true.
And she's put some teasers up on social.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see it.
It's mm-hmm. not so racy. And Michaela's like my sister.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go, I shouldn't be seeing this.
Yeah, like it's a normal music video, I guess, for artists, but.
And I've seen you, you know, with your motorcycle shoots and your, hey, look at me on the beach, you know.
Yeah.
So I.
Yeah, but my dad.
Whatever, dude, I've seen it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know who hasn't? Rocky Gordon.
Right.
And he's going to be
your
real
mother-in-law.
Star of this shindig.
Or your mother-in-law. She. Oh, no, true. She's not coming. She's not coming because she has a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, she wanted to. I can be more happy about that doctor's appointment.
But your niece?
My niece will be excited. My nephew will melt in his chair.
There's a number of people that haven't seen this that it might be slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's the reason you should come.
Yeah, just watch that.
For all of that. And even Frankie Shinta, who believes himself to be an uncle of Michaela's.
Yes.
And honestly, and Frankie might be armed. So I don't know.
That's hilarious.
So really quick, TikTok just saved an Ohio woman's life. So, you know, TikTok is the devil. Well, not always. This woman was scrolling through TikTok in February, saw a video that said, and we might save your life now too, so I'll turn the music down. She saw a video that said a brown mark under your fingernail could be a sign of skin cancer. And she goes, I have a brown mark under my fingernail.
No.
She went to her skin doctor. They found out it was melanoma, but it had not spread. Her doctor at Cleveland Clinic said her outcome should be very good.
Okay, but thank God.
This is what I say to you. Do you like whales?
Yeah.
I love whales. Especially killer whales. Mm-hmm. They run through the Northwest, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
A new study has found that killer whales use kelp, you know, that's underneath the ocean?
Of course.
The big bulbs that you see it wash up on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
They use it to groom each other,
oh,
like monkeys, and to scratch each other's backs,
oh,
especially if they have like whale, you know, eczema.
Stop.
Or whatever, like if they have dry skin, and they'll use the kelp and they'll put it between each other, and then they kind of wiggle around, and they're like, oh my, yeah, they're doing it on purpose. It's like a killer whale spa day.
I'm dying that you even said whale eczema. Like, that's hilarious. Yeah, of course they have dry skin. Now,
sure.
Okay, fine.
Which is weird because they're in the water, but all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but okay, go
I don't
off.
Argue. I don't argue. I'm not a biologist.
No.
Am I a marine biologist? No, I am not.
No.
I took
dry skin.
Fourth grade, they took us up to Camp Casey for, you know, we learned stuff.
Yeah.
But that was mostly anemones and whatever. We were fourth grade. We weren't ready for whales.
Yeah.
It's apparently the first documented case of marine mammals making tools.
Love it.
I know.
They're so smart.
Okay, and then finally, I love when people go all out for their friends. This girl named Kinney Carpenter is trending because for her friend's 30th birthday, she gave her an open bag of potato chips. And you're like, what? What?
Yeah, for her 30th.
Thanks for your for my dirty 30.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for my open bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
Until she realized that all of the chips in the open bag were all folded over, which are apparently her favorite type of potato chip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my like God, yeah.
Like when you go to get wings and you like flats instead of drums.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She likes folded potato chips. Her friend bought a you-know-what ton of bags of potato chips and picked out all the folded ones.
Wait, that's so sweet.
And made her a special folded bag, you know?
Yeah.
Bag of folded potato chips.
That's really Kinney, thoughtful, actually.
Kinney, don't call her Kimmy. Kinney says that she teared up when she realized what was going on. She said, I never thought I'd be crying over a bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
But here we are.
That's so nice.
We might be tearing up a little bit ourselves. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Michaela's hometown throwdown with Janet Jackson tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you win.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
1 week until 7:02 day. It's Wednesday, the 25th day of June. Michael Jackson died on this day in 2009.
Yeah, I know.
7:05 right now. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Again, 7:02 day next Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium, WSKY Stadium. Right across from Allegiant, right there, Russell and Polaris,
mm-hmm.
Really, essentially. Just go past the Terribles. Or if you're coming from the other way, if you're coming from the north on Polaris, if you get to the Terribles, you've gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, how did you miss the big signs? By the way.
Come on.
Okay, by the way, you know those big LED boards
mm-hmm.
that yeah. they have out front?
Yeah.
Like they're going to put us up on there.
Nice.
Yes.
Dude, I said, let me know when, because that's one of those that you'd go and send to your mom.
Oh, yeah.
My mom sure. was still around, but I'll go take a picture.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
It's a big moment for us. Look, Ma.
We're on a billboard.
It's like when Michaela saw herself for the first time on one of the pump toppers.
Oh, you know, I lose my mind.
Terribles.
Heck yeah.
I'm a star.
I'm a star, baby.
I'm a star. I
made
it. That's
so cool.
Hey, look, my man.
Hey.
It. Oh, also able to be played on the kazoo. Wait, is mine broken now?
No.
I'm not getting the proper vibration.
Wait, I'm not either now.
We got a week to train, so.
Is that a little happy birthday bud? Ooh. Yes, King.
Does my vocal quality make that sound like a saxophone?
Kind of. Try it again.
Oh, which by the way, so your dad, Rocky G's saxophone.
Yes.
Odyssey Las Vegas chief engineer, Tracy Teagarden.
Go on.
Who's worked here longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked here longer than I believe anybody has.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy that's responsible for you being able to hear us every morning.
Yeah, it's the best.
And he looked at me straight in my eyeballs.
Yeah.
You want me to bring my saxophone?
What? What? What?
I know.
What?
Who knew? What? I've known the man 25 years. I didn't know he played saxophone.
Did you want me to bring my saxophone?
And then in typical engineer fashion, when the room explodes in surprise and shock and glee, and they were like, we didn't know you could play saxophone. He goes, I am proficient in all the reed instruments.
Oh, my God. Tracy Teagarden?
In typical, you know, really smart guy fashion.
Yeah.
I am proficient in all the reed instruments. If you could play the saxophone, you could play multiple instruments, which is why I play the saxophone.
Yes.
And you know why I knew that? Because my mom tried to get me to play the saxophone when I was a kid. She told me the same thing. That's how I know it's true.
That's hilarious. Because
if they both said it, it's true. My mom said, if you play saxophone, you can play a lot of different things.
Okay. I wasn't even aware.
I said, how about the bassoon? He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah. I go, well, get one of those then.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, why don't you go rent me one?
Listen, I'll have to call him Tracy T when he plays that saxophone, baby. That's his stage name, Tracy T on the sax.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to introduce everybody.
All right. I don't know that we're doing solos.
I
hear that.
Because the way I've got it planned out for 702 days, you know, one step.
Sorry, I got carried away. I wanted my solo. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, that's the other that's the other moment on the kazoo in the development of the kazoo playing is when you realize that you can go.
Oh.
Yeah, you can kind of.
Whoa.
You can like mute it with your finger, so you actually look like you're playing an instrument.
Yes, obviously.
Stupid. As our buddy Jesse the Showfilla said to me last night. You had me at Tequila Specials.
Yeah.
Casamigos Blanca for $7.02. 12-inch pizzas for $7.02. That's basically half off. You know? Happy hour like they do every day at Whiskey Stadium.
Yep.
Have not gotten confirmation from the mayor yet, but I'm confident.
Shall we?
We had a verbal. Let me check my email again.
Nope.
Still nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what am I doing? Why am I hitting that button? Wow, I'm fat fingering buttons today. That's funny. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Becca, Becca, Becca.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca Miller of Best of the West. She's our new champion. Best of the West now with 14 wins overall. Fourth place all by themselves.
Ooh.
Silverado Ranch has 15. Aliante with 20. Sunrise Manor.
The city of champions.
23 wins to lead the way. Rebecca's going for win number 2. And we're going to put Janet Jackson tickets up for grabs today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. If you want to take on the champ, take a shot at the tickets, then you better call 702-364-9898 right this very second. Because caller number 25 is going to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Oh, our contestant today for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown reminded me of a really great idea that my wife had the other day. Give credit where credit is due. First of all, our champion going for win number 2 today, although it's not her first time through.
Uh-huh.
She's played this game a couple of times. Becca, Becca, Becca. Rebecca Miller of Best of the West. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, friend. I'm telling you right now, though, this might be a rough day today.
Oh, no.
I know. I said the same thing. I did, Rebecca. When I saw this name pop up and I went, why now for Rebecca? Why?
Returning champ?
Returning champ, Bridget Magnus.
Yes.
West Henderson, you've won this game before, right?
No, I did not.
You did not.
Darn close.
Here's the thing about Bridget. If we do a bit like relationship rehab, Bridget, if there is, she's as close to a go-to voice of reason as we have listening.
Yeah,
she's solid. If Bridget's on the screen, I know I'm going to get something good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just saying. I just thought this is a very interesting matchup today.
It is.
You both know how to play the game. Buzz in with your name. First 1 to 3 is the winner. And make sure that you don't just blurt out an answer. Make sure we call on you first. Because sometimes we're not even sure who buzzed in first.
True.
So, now, once we figure it out, you know, then we'll let you know. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Why? Because her last name's Gordon. It's Michaela Gordon.
This fallen rapper has his legal team getting ready to begin closing statements tomorrow after he ended up not testifying.
Bridget!
That would be old Puff Daddy.
Sure.
Woo.
Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy Combs. You call him whatever you want to call him.
That's right.
By the way, my wife had a brilliant idea. One zip for the challenger. My wife had a brilliant idea, and Bridget reminded me of what this is. At some point, maybe after the kids get back from school, you know, get back in school in August, something like that, We're going to get all the 5-time winners together and have a tournament of champions
yes.
to find out who the greatest Michaela's Hometown Throwdown champion
awesome.
Is. And maybe try to come up with a big prize, like a trip.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Or something really cool.
So good.
So, yeah. All right. One zip, Bridget.
This A-list actor said that he, quote, missed the window when it comes to having a gay experience. In an interview, missed the window while promoting his new starring role in the F1 movie. What's this actor's name?
Bridget.
Oh, Bridget, just under the buzzer.
Is that Brad Pitt?
It's got to be Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
So he
never.
Not even once.
He was interviewing with Dax Shepard, and I guess it came
not
up.
Not even with Dax Shepard.
Not even. And I felt like they were kind of bummed out about it, honestly. It was like, you guys good?
Well, he used to drink a lot. So, you know, he
yeah.
admitted to that. So you never know. Bad, you know, or questionable or different decisions.
Yeah. Well, he
or just
did.
Just decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He's sober now, but he did tell Dax if the opportunity ever came, he, in fact, would not want to sleep with him. That's not his type. But he missed the window anyway. Doesn't matter.
Him and Clooney. Not yeah. even once.
Mm-mm.
How about that? Wow. Look at this. An upset in the making. Bridget, 2. Yeah. Champion Rebecca Miller, Squadoosh.
The movie that made Arnold Schwarzenegger the most money, surprisingly, was the movie.
Becca. Terminator.
Not 1, 2, or 3. None of them.
Nope.
Michaela. Oh, she's shaking her head at me.
Shut up. No.
Sorry, that was really loud. Do you have an answer for the win, Bridget?
Oh, yeah, but I'm going out on a limb with this one. Is it twins?
Is it twins for the wins? See what I did there? I didn't. Yeah. Well, it better be now. Game over.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Game over.
Holy cannoli.
Twins.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't the word. Cannoli was not the word I was going to use. Are you really twins?
Dude, yes. With Danny DeVito. It was that's the movie that made him the most money.
Oh, that made
money.
Him the most money.
Arnold.
That yep. made Arnold the most money.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying,
yeah, that
Chad.
He got the
you
most money.
Box
for,
office.
I thought the movie that made the most money with oh. Arnold in it, but no, the movie that made him the most money.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's funny.
Well, Becca, you know, we just, I can't even tell you how much we love you, but
sis.
We got to let you go.
Ugh. I love you guys.
All right, buddy. We'll talk
girl.
Soon. Bye.
Bye.
Becca, the one who, for my money, is the one who originated saying your name 3 times to buzz in.
1,000,000%.
Becca has done it again.
Yes.
But not today. Bridget Magnus,
woo!
New champion. Wes Henderson moves up the leaderboard, and you get Janet Jackson tickets. I wish I had more information, but I don't know what I'd do with my show.
Hey!
You know what?
September 13th.
And at Resorts World.
At Resorts World.
My man. Miss Bridget, if you're nasty. And we'll see you tomorrow to defend your title on Michaela's Hometown Throne.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Fat fingered 2 buttons this morning, and then a second ago, I'm like, I can't find my sheet for Janet Jackson information. I was holding on to it. It was right here in my left hand.
Yeah.
Come on. That sheet, I looked over to where it normally would be, and of course, it was not there.
It's literally like when I will be like, "Oh my God, where's my cell phone?" Having a meltdown, and then I'm on it.
Well, I've
I'm
done
like,
that. "Yeah, I'll be
bro.
Talking. I'll be talking to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find my phone.
Yeah,
that's because you're talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Sunglasses on your head, keys in your pocket. You're
keys
like, okay, wherever.
Yep. 177-second survey. Coming up in just moments, we have 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Smurfs that we're going to do on Saturday, July 12th, which the reason why I giggle when I say that is what Saturday, July 12th is what 2 Saturdays from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not. Yes. This Saturday is the 28th, then the 5th, then the 12th. So it seems like a long way off, but it's not.
Yeah.
We would love to give them to you. Brenda is shopping for a dress for a wedding later on this summer. She found one that she super loves. TikTok told her she can't have it. Can she? Also, Jordan's husband never, it drives her crazy. Jordan's husband will never stay for the end of anything. They always have to leave early, and it makes her nuts. And we may circle back around if there's time. There won't be. There never is. But we may circle back around. Brady and Inspirata, in his neighborhood, there's signs all over the place that say missing cat, $500. He was driving around with his daughter the other day, and his daughter was like, well, I wouldn't take the money. I'd just be happy to give them their cat back.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Give me the cash. So we'll work all that out. 177 second survey coming up in just a moment.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Good Lord. The Aces are playing Connecticut tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. Tomorrow night playing Washington. Back-to-back nights for the Aces. Story just broke a few hours ago. I've never heard of. Have you heard of Sportico before?
Yeah, they're more like a business.
Yeah,
they're like sports business journal.
Well, I should probably be more in tune with them then, because I love the business of sport, and they say that the WNBA team values are up on an average of 180%. The Golden State Valkyries, brand new team in the league this year, worth $500 million.
Ooh.
Now, in 2024, when they sold the Clippers, they got $94 million. Now, the Celtics are $6 billion now.
And the Lakers just sold for $10 billion.
Yeah, the Lakers just sold for $10
billion. Yeah.
Yeah, which is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Did they sell it, or are they working on it?
They sold it.
Yeah. But still huge. The Valkyries are the first $500 million women's team in pro sports. New York Liberty, second. Indiana Fever has taken a big jump. They're third in the valuation. The rest of it's behind a paywall, so I'm not subscribed to, so I can't.
Oh, yeah,
looked other places to see if they had the information. No.
Locked.
My guess is the Aces are probably fourth, because this franchise is worth quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mark Davis has done a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
But holy, and they're... their collective bargaining agreement is up soon, so those salaries are probably going to go up.
Oh, for sure.
With this news.
Yeah.
So let's go Aces. Love to see you at Michelob Ultra tonight. Can you do me a favor, though? If you do come to say hi, huh?
Sorry to interrupt, but you are right. The Aces are fourth. They are worth $290 million.
Are you a Sportico subscriber?
I got ways.
Are you a Sportico hacker?
Yes.
Oh, did somebody post it on Reddit?
I've got my ways.
Never mind. I'll stop asking questions. I'll say, you know what? I don't know why I'm digging. Yeah, I don't know why I'm digging. Yeah, you're the producer. Your job is to produce.
I can't give up my sources.
Whichever way you want to make that word work. Yes.
Yeah.
And did he produce the information?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Once again, earning the title, producer.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my mother-in-law always makes me laugh. She goes, that Adrian, he knows a lot of things.
That Adrian.
He knows a lot when you ask questions.
A smart guy. gets her done.
Yeah.
That's why we love him. Among the reasons. So 702-364-9898. Y'all want to do a quick 177-second survey? Did I already?
Yeah, oh, we're here. We're here at the moment.
Ready? Oh, my God. Well, let's go then. I already see. Jeez, Chesney, I already started the clock. Hi, pal.
How much time do we have left then?
Hey, as much as we need. First of all, can we count on you for 7:02 day next Wednesday?
What time is it?
4 to 6.
Yeah, I should be able to make it.
Swing through.
Yeah.
No, we'd love to see you. We'll save you a kazoo.
A kazoo, okay.
Or do you play a musical instrument?
I do. I've played the flute since fourth grade.
Do you have one?
I do.
Freaking bring it.
Oh, my God, please.
Please bring it.
We need a flute player.
No, please.
We'll see.
Please.
Bring the flute. Okay, got it.
We need you.
Yeah, not we'll see. Say yes.
Yes, bring the flute.
Okay, good.
Yes, bring the flute.
And then Friday morning, do you have to work, or can you swing by for breakfast in Michaela's new video?
Unfortunately, I'm working Friday morning.
No, that's fair.
We get it,
No, we get that. We totally get that. Just her family and everybody's coming, and we thought we'd invite some of our friends.
Like flute players.
You don't have to play the flute at that.
Okay, that'd be nerve-wracking playing in front of strangers.
All we're doing is one note and one step. The world's first ever and shortest 702-day parade. So there's no pressure.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah, there's no pressure on any of that. Brenda is shopping for a dress for a wedding later on this summer. She sent a picture. It's hot. It's really great. She'll look amazing.
Okay.
TikTok is telling her, this is her words. TikTok is telling her that it's a sin to wear red to a wedding. Chesney, is it a sin to wear red to a wedding?
I think it's a sin not to do what you want on your wedding day.
Yes.
No, it's not her wedding.
You want to wear red.
No, it's somebody else's wedding. It's somebody else's wedding, not her wedding. She's going to her wedding.
I don't know. Is there a dress code?
That's what I'm saying.
Not a dress code, then no.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, red's my favorite color.
Wear what you want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but would you wear red to a wedding?
Yeah. I've never known that you can't.
No, because red's not really my color, but fair. I mean, if it was, I would.
Fair.
Yeah.
Adrian's trying desperately to get in.
No, this is a funny, when you search it, and I wanted to see, someone says when you wear red to a wedding, it means you are the mistress of the groom.
Involved with the,
oh my God.
Because red is seen as an attractive color.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
I can see where people would say don't do it because you take away from the bride, potentially, that it's a look at me move. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always just known white you can't wear, even like off-white, never.
I have to go and field the questions. Know. Is she banging the groom?
Yeah, the mistress is over there. Take a look.
Yeah, there she is. Mm. I don't know. Okay, so final ruling. Wear red or don't wear red. Chesney.
I say wear red.
Michaela.
Same, wear red.
Adrian.
Don't.
I don't know. The dress looks really good on her, though. It really does.
Yeah, she sent
a picture. I'm sorry I didn't share.
Yeah, any color is going to create attention. Wait. Bright green, a blue, a pink. Like, give me
right.
A break.
You're right, Michaela. That's what I was saying. So can you not wear yellow as well?
Yeah, can we just not wear colors?
Out?
Camera don't look light.
Wear
camera
a
colors.
Sack. You can wear a sack. That's all you can wear. Yeah. Everything else is inappropriate. Wear a bag.
Yeah.
I wear yellow and the person I bring wears red, now we look like ketchup and mustard in
whatever
the
whatever works.
That's crazy.
Whatever works. Yeah, and apparently you're both involved with a couple.
Yeah, I guess
somehow. I don't know. Chesney, have fun. Do you have kids?
I do.
All right. Well, have fun at that advanced screening of Smurfs.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kazoo's ready. 702 day, 1 week from today. Oh my God. We did a walkthrough yesterday at Whiskey Stadium. They're fired up. And it's going to be, and so you know what? And on our side, they are too, because there were some folks that hadn't seen the space yet.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God. And we've decided we're going to go ahead and do the parade on the Polaris side.
Yes.
That we're going to do it like potentially out in the street. Well, I say, what a great problem to have.
Yeah.
If there'd be so many people that we, you know.
Slammed.
And it was really, for me, the funniest moment of it was we go outside and they've got speakers out there, right? So we're all, you know, we're all looking. Everybody's, it's like a bunch of dads looking at a used car lot. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Everyone's got their hands on their hips and they're kicking the ground. Yeah, and just
that's hysterical.
Sniffing at things.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Feeling stuff.
Yeah, and they're, well, I don't know if those speakers are appropriate. You know, if they'll carry the load. And I was like, well, let's go have them. Let's see how loud they get.
Yeah, good one.
And so go in and she's like, yeah, you want me to crank them up? And yeah, great. Yeah, could you?
Yeah.
Okay. We go back outside there. Well, now it's too loud. And it's like, come on.
Knock it off.
They can adjust it. It'll be fine.
It's called volume control.
Yeah, it's got a thing. They got an iPad. There's an iPad. They can go around. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be, it's just going to be so much fun. 4 to 6 next Wednesday. We celebrate 702 day. Let me check my email real quick. See if we have a confirmation from the mayor. Oh, I have an email.
Come on, Shell.
I have an email. Not from the
Come mayor. On.
Not from the mayor's office yet. I have a verbal from the mayor, but you know, that's it's worth nothing. Yeah.
She's going to do it though. She was so cute at Toy Drive. She was feeling it.
You know, her people were in for it. My concern is they have a council meeting that day, and I know that's going to be quick.
Mm-hmm.
She may want to bail out of town for the 4th.
Oh.
Because that was part of the reason why we did it too. We were like 702 day. It'll be great. Everybody's taking the 3rd off along with the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come and party with us for a little bit and then go do your deal. That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing.
We got the first flight out on Thursday morning.
Ooh.
Next week.
Can't wait.
First thing smoking out of this joint. Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Bring a musical instrument if you have one. If you don't, we got kazoos. Mine needs a tune-up.
You sound good.
Does it? I'm not hearing
that. Yeah. Try it one more time. You're just dying live on air?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's... Oh, okay. Just came back. Whatever it is in there that vibrates, I think it's limited use.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sounded good that time.
Also, don't forget, Friday morning, it's the world premiere. Okay, now understand, we know we're a radio show, so the video is not going to do you a lot of good.
No.
But we are going to play the song on the air, and we are going to get instant reaction from the racy beginning and whatever else comes next in the video, primarily from Michaela's dad. The password is Bustier.
Yeah.
And so,
you know what though? We're so worried about my dad, but my sister-in-law just said, well, your 15-year-old nephew is also coming. He's strict. He's a tough guy. He doesn't like all my outfit choices sometimes. And he lets
He's 15.
Know.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Talk to me when you're 18. Or you know what? Talk to me when you're paying my bills.
Hey, yeah. That's right. I respect him. I'm kind of like afraid that. Of him.
You go, Chet.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
You little independent diva.
I was taken aback.
Are you really worried about what the 15-year-old... Now, I get it if he's like, oh, my God.
That's what he's like. Oh, no, like God. One time I wore this sheer dress. You couldn't see anything. He was 5, actually, at the time. It was so cute. And he looked at me and said, see, Amika, is that dress a little see-through? I said, yeah, baby, it is. He said, don't wear that again. I was like, you're 5. Shut up.
Wear that again.
And I didn't.
So here's the deal. Our buddy Jay Stu, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, he's a super P1. I said if there was a restaurant that wanted to bring breakfast on Friday, that'd be great. He goes, no, let me pay for it. So he's having Craft Kitchen in Henderson cater breakfast on Friday, and Bloomin' Blinds in Henderson is paying for breakfast for the first 50. So if you wanted to come by, we're going to do it right about 9:30, and we'd love to see you. We'd love a little heads up in advance,
yeah,
just so we know, and just also so you didn't come all the way down here, and we'd go, sorry, we can't let you. I mean, I don't envision that happening.
I don't either.
But we'd love to have you come by. All the people you know will be, all the characters from this show will be here. My wife is coming.
Yay.
All of Michaela's family is coming. We're still negotiating with Adrian's 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Still there, negotiating, still
there
talks.
There may be something big going on at camp that day that he can't miss.
Truly.
So all of that stuff. All right. Relationship rehab. Jacqueline in Providence. Went out with a guy over the weekend. We've met up a few times before for drinks, movies, gone to an Aces game together. They said they waved. I don't think I saw them. I didn't wave back. not to my knowledge. I don't remember this, but maybe. You never know.
Who knows?
She goes, yeah, we've been for drinks, movies, Aces game. She's like, so yeah, I invited him back to my house this time, and let's see where this goes.
Right, great.
We're sitting on my couch watching a movie. He says, tickle my tummy.
Okay.
She goes, this is a grown man. He said, tickle my tummy. I laughed and said, what? Wait, literally, what? With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 A's. What? He said it again more assertively, almost like a command. Tickle my tummy. While we're in the middle of watching TV. I said, like you're a little girl? As I was laughing in an eye-rolling kind of way. I was done with this guy. Total turnoff. What? Would you like me to tie your shoes and cut your food too? Am I nuts? Says Jacqueline in Providence. Or was this over the line? Okay, can we just start? Can that be the baseline? That's over the line?
Yes.
Tickle my tummy. No, I get what he's trying to do here.
I don't.
You don't? He's hoping that it starts like that, so then she's already touching him.
So you open with tickle my tummy.
I'm not saying it's smart or right. Okay. I'm the one advocating for, can we all just agree right now, this was not the right move.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Men can't be open these days, man.
Well, but...
Because if she goes, come cuddle with me, like, what? And why is it sort of like a little girl? People are ticklish.
I can answer all those questions. I can answer that question for you. And you may... I think for once you may agree with me.
I said,
because you and I are on the opposite sides of stuff, and that's cool. I like it. It takes all kinds of kinds. I actually love that. But I think this time you may go, huh?
All right, we'll see.
Huh? Maybe. So here's what we need: 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. We've got NBA YoungBoy tickets. Sunday, November 9th. T-Mobile Arena, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. We want to get, listen, he had his shot. And I think he blew it.
Obviously he blew it. I don't even have words. I said sweepy one time last week. The crowd lost it. This guy's saying tickle my tummy. I got to think about it.
By crowd, she means me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just early. I wasn't ready for it.
It's all right.
It's baby talking me.
It's in the past. We aren't those people anymore.
It made the promo.
Yes, it did.
All right, 702-364-9898, Relationship Rehab, right now, only on the Chet Buchanan Show and nowhere else.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Relationship Rehab, Jacqueline, you know, going down the path on a dating situation.
Yeah.
They've been to movies. They've been out for drinks. They went to an Aces game. They've done a bunch of stuff. Jacqueline invites him back to her place. And, you know, let's see where this goes. Sitting on the couch, he pops off with tickle my tummy.
Oh, my God.
How do you say it? Is there a way to say it that makes it? Let's try this. Is it better or worse? It's like when you go to the eye doctor. Okay. They go, you know, this one. Or this one. One or two. Uh-huh. One or two. We'll try this one.
Okay.
Tickle my tummy.
Okay.
Okay, there's that. Tickle my tummy. You know what I mean?
I'm hearing Elmo.
Is there a way?
Do you remember when Elmo was like, tickle my tummy? That's how I would hear it.
Can I do Elmo voice?
Tickle my...
I don't think I know Elmo.
Give it
voice.
Another shot.
Oh, is he? Does he talk like this?
That's Kermit?
No, Kermit the Frog.
Oh, that is...
I can do Kermit.
Okay.
Tickle my tummy.
I hate when Kermit says it. Just hate it.
My tummy you should tickle. I, you know what?
Okay, Cookie Monster.
No, that was Yoda.
Okay.
Close. Still puppets.
Okay, whatever. You're right. I feel that.
He's a Jedi.
So it doesn't matter what celebrity says it. I hate it.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
You have line 3. Alohi, not too much.
Alohi? Alohi, what does that mean, not too much?
That it was okay that he asked that.
Really?
Who said
tickle
this?
My tummy? You're good with that?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Preach.
But I'm shocked. I feel like when you're first like dating somebody, I feel like it can be a little bit weird, but they're still kind of early in their relationship. Maybe he was just trying to be cute.
Well, it didn't work for Jacqueline. And I hear you. And just exactly what is tickle my tummy? Like,
Tickle, tickle.
Is that what we're doing?
Bro.
It felt like he was like trying to get it somewhere else. Maybe he was hoping it would get... I mean, she was wanting to invite him over to his house.
It's what I told, that's what I told Michaela was that, yeah, he's trying to get her to put his hands on him. And then hopefully, you know, you're in the lower torso region. You might just keep going.
Michaela, you just said, and then say that. What do you want the guy to say exactly?
Say what?
If he wanted to be touched. And
no,
maybe,
that's
like
worse.
Said,
that's worse.
Not to me.
No, that's worse.
Not to
Michaela,
me.
You can use that line. Tummy. Hey, I want to touch you right now. What, you're laying on the couch? What?
By the way, I want to everybody be real careful where we're here.
Yeah,
we're,
I'm just saying, ask for what you want, but do it in like a grown-up way. Tickle my tummy gives you the skeeves.
That's, but it's that you're in the first time in the room, like literally at like direct.
I mean, there's ways to say it.
Yeah, tickle my tummy.
I hate you.
Well, okay, tickle.
What was that? I'd prefer that.
No.
Yeah, I would.
Well, that's fine. You can get all weird about it if you want. But this is so. Yeah, Aloe, is that better?
I feel like it's so on and off. Now I'm getting like a little bit on the fence because I didn't realize it was like a little bit too much. But she was the one who invited him over.
Right.
And he just tried to counteract and do something too.
But go in for the kiss. Let things happen natural.
Right.
Like don't get all weird. Don't try to go straight past go and collect two. You know what I mean? I got the impression that Jacqueline wanted things. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, let it escalate.
She said, let it. Yeah. You don't just go, tickle my tummy.
Yeah.
Tickle my tummy. I'm trying to figure out a way that it's okay. Tickle my tummy.
That's what I was
saying. Tickle my tummy.
Yeah. We wanted them to have a nice time. That's not weird. It's just what he said and how he said it that gives me the ick.
Okay, here's where my brain went with this. Although Alohi, you blew my mind with the idea of that this is okay to say tickle my tummy. Just, which is different. I mean, you know, that's different also, but like you want to play tummy sticks. That's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Google that on your own time, Adrian. Who's making faces at me right now?
I'm going to Google it on my personal phone.
Not on the work computer.
Not on
the work computer. Okay, rub my back. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Would you rub my back? Did you just look up tummy sticks? Never
just
mind.
Because it's the same. Like, it's the same but different.
Exactly, though. But no, this is what I'm asking. I'm just trying to figure out where the line is. So, except for Alohi and maybe select others, tickle my tummy is, right?
Yeah.
Rub my back. Hey, would you rub my back?
I think it's because tummy feels like a little kid word. Like, oh, my
tummy's
tummy
a bad
hurts.
Word.
Like, rub my tummy.
But tickle, yeah. Oh, what else? Tickle my stomach. It's not going to work.
No, it's not.
There's no tickling and there's no tummies.
1,000%.
No tummies, no tickling.
Truly.
Rub my back,
mm-hmm.
Alohi. Rub my back. Oh, you're down for whatever. You don't care.
Yeah, she's like,
right now, you don't care. You're like, just let's get after it.
Yeah.
And you are, yeah. And Michaela, you also said, just tell me straight out. So I don't even know why I'm talking to you either.
Yeah. And also, like, I date women. I should probably just actually take myself out of this whole conversation. You know what? I have no rights.
Isn't it kind of the same? Does it kind of go along the same lines?
That way, it would still give me the ick. But you know what?
Right.
Benefit of the doubt.
Okay, rub my back. So how about scratch my back? You scratch my back?
Yeah.
Hey, would you scratch my back? That's also the gateway drug, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alohi's, scratch my back. That's appropriate, right?
Scratch my back. Yeah, it pretty much works.
Yeah, you don't
care. I feel like because it's like tickle my tummy sounds like a little kid, maybe it's just sounding a little weird, but.
And it's just such an odd request.
Yeah.
Such a weird thing.
And tickle
right out of the chute, like right out of the chute. We're sitting there on the couch. We're watching a movie. Who knows? you know, we've got the Netflix, potentially the chill is on the way.
Yeah. Yes.
and your move is tickle my tummy. Okay. Yeah. Now, Adrian, you've been holding back. I can tell. You've been holding back. Why?
I don't agree with the approach. I'm just advocating that he should be allowed to do it. And it's okay. And I'm getting baffled with Michaela. We just brought it up a minute ago. You do baby talk, girl talk, cute talk different, on this show. Different, so let alone intimate with someone, like someone that you're interested in, that you're dating, that you've seen with each other.
And I can help you with that. Women can do whatever they want. You know why? Because we're desperate. It literally, no, it all comes down. You know this. Listen, women, I can't find a man. That's because you don't care. And you haven't lowered your standards enough. You have some idea. You have some idea of, no, we had a friend that she was like, oh, well, I'm not dating a guy unless he's this, 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 and this. And literally, we finally had an intervention with her one night, and she would cry. Literally, there'd be these big crocodile tears. I can't find anybody that loves me. And it's like, because you're shooting too high.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Right,
you're not, and by the way, your game's not that strong. So, yeah, while you want Brad Pitt, you're not Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
You probably, Jack Black's more your speed. You know what I mean? And so it was like, come on. You gotta know. Yeah, that's great. Shoot high, aim high. Air Force, you know, whatever. But
yeah.
But like, that one's not for you. So to finish the point with Adrian, we are just dying for a girl to say yes.
Well, but also, let me be clear. Yes, I may have like baby talk with Lisa, but not before we're intimate. That's where it's weird. This guy should ask for whatever he wants. But baby talk when you're trying to be in an adult situation? Gross.
Right.
What's an adult situation?
Hmm?
What's an adult situation?
Sitting on the couch.
Because I view this as him trying to flirt. Again,
right?
I don't agree with the approach. I'm just saying he should be able to, and this is a flirting situation.
But sure.
You're able to.
But I think we agree, Adrian. Like, we both don't agree with the approach. I'm all for if he wants to, like, have a nice time with her.
Shoot your shot. But Alohi, we can agree this failed miserably, right?
Yes, especially with how she reacted to. He could have gone to it a little bit more. You guys are kind of changing my mind a little bit.
No, it's terrible. No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
What's the rules? No, what are the rules? I explained.
On the island. I'm on the island by myself.
Yeah, but you know what? If she
Someone
was,
go get her.
God bless.
Go get her.
You know what? You're our new favorite. We're not supposed to have favorites. You're our new favorite today. Give her the NBA Youngboy tickets. Congratulations. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you got through it.
Yes.
She's great. God dang it.
Oh my
God,
she's so cute.
I'm on the island. She actually listens to the show.
Love her.
No, Adrian, I hear you. Why shouldn't it be that way? But I'll tell you why. It's because, you know, like for most of us guys, you know what kind of girls do you like? The girls that like me, you know, and thank God my wife, thank God I got a good one. I was, you know, and they hold all the cards. The girls that say they don't, they just don't get it yet. There's a guy out there for you always. Yeah. You just got to decide to find him. And yeah, but for fellas, we're just kind of out there doing the best we can.
Yeah, but also if Lisa, my fiance, said tickle my tummy, I would absolutely tell her to get out. Like, it would be a thousand, not just mad at women. I'd be like, get away from me.
And how many people do we know right now that are going to be like, hey, can I ask you something? Yeah, what? Will you tickle my tummy?
Shut up!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Staying in a literal doghouse would have been smarter than this move.
What?
44-year-old guy. Duh. What state's he in?
Florida.
Duh.
Hello.
They always are. Cops say he broke into a vacant house because he did not want to go home to his angry wife.
Oh, my God.
It happened last week. The homeowner's neighbor called the cops. He was watching the house while the homeowner was away. The neighbor said that they saw the lights turn on and off inside the house. So the cops swung by. Dude's in the house making dinner.
Oh.
He had also just finished filling up the tub because he was going to have a nice soak.
You better stop.
I'm telling the truth. He admitted that he did not have permission to be there. He also admitted that he did not know the owners. He just did not want to go home because he and his wife had had a big fight. And in fact, upon, you know, digging a little deeper, they found out that he had been there for 4 days.
I can understand why the wife probably fights with him. I could see that.
He's facing multiple charges, as you might imagine, including a felony.
Good.
For unarmed burglary. No word on whether his wife bailed him out or not because, you know, or what level of anger she's at now.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a real prize. Like,
yeah. Doesn't he sound great?
Wow.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, Michaela, you ready for this? I know you're an expert in world mascots.
Oh, yeah.
I know this.
Thank you.
The official animal of Scotland is the...
raccoon.
No. She's looking me right in my eyes.
Oh, my God.
And we're playing the bonus round on $20,000 pyramid right now.
Yeah.
And she went raccoon, and she wasn't so sure that she was wrong. You might be surprised to know.
Uh-huh.
The official animal of Scotland is the unicorn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
They don't really exist. But it's still their official.
Pretty cool.
Ghostbusters was supposed to be three guys instead of four. And it was supposed to be Dan Aykroyd. Because he's in it, right?
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy and John Belushi. They rewrote the script after Belushi died, and then Eddie Murphy had other stuff going on, so he bailed out, and then Ghostbusters ended up being what it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, kind of wild. But can you imagine, too, with Belushi and Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy? Holy.
Wild.
Like, just how different.
Everything.
I think it would have been, and no Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Fire-related calls to fire departments. You might imagine that the day that they get the most calls is
Saturday.
Yep.
Really?
Bingo.
Wait.
Sure. In general, fire departments across America are the busiest in which months? One of them's easy.
July.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the other one, when else does everybody shoot off fireworks? Freaking New Year's.
Yep. Oh, New Year's.
Yeah,
yeah.
New Year's. So yeah, January and July, in general, are their busiest months, and they're least busy in April.
What's going on in April?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. It's spring. It's not too hot.
Yeah.
It's not so cold that people are misusing heaters and whatnot.
It's beautiful.
Or fires or any of that. There's no fireworks being shot off.
Right.
It's all good.
Yeah, I think actually Miss Congeniality, April 25th was her favorite date, and that makes sense.
Yeah, what's the perfect date?
Yeah.
April 25th, because it's not too hot, not too cold. Maybe a light jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I don't know. Yeah, come on now. Also, pageant guy.
Yeah, Jeff.
All right, listen, let's get out of here. We got stuff to attend to. Again, make your plans to join us Friday morning shortly after 9. Would you just give us a little heads up? Shoot us an email. Jump into our DMs. Give us a call tomorrow morning if you want to come by. We still have a few slots left for Friday morning between 9 and 9:30-ish. Breakfast from our friend Jay Stu and Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson. Craft Kitchen in Henderson is you know, Jay Stu's buying the food.
Yeah.
And they're going to cater.
It's wonderful.
So it'll be really great.
So cool.
And yeah. And then get yourself ready for 702 day.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Aces, Connecticut, tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. I will see you there, or at least you'll hear me there. Adrian, what's working with you?
We've got some fire content up on the Instagram and the TikTok, if I do say so for myself, but say it for yourself. Go check it out at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Plus, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Over 70 episodes available for you on that free Odyssey app and YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I'll be at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m. with my boys tonight.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told it to in a while, because you never know when they could really need it. And be a friend to somebody who might not otherwise have one. Because, like, seriously, you have so many friends that you couldn't have one more.
Yeah.
Come on. Knock it off. Put some love and some joy out into the world today and make it a great one. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bye, Izzy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.